This Carrie and Tommy catch-up will make you feel good. For Christmas gifts that'll make your family and friends feel good, there's no place like Priceline.
Oh, afternoon, Australia. Good to see you, Carrie Bickmore.
One of the biggest shows we're going to have all year coming up today. I'm so excited.
Like any championship athletes, we've saved our best till last. It's grand final week for us. Yep. It is our final week live for the year. Of course, we have a few weeks of best ofs coming up. You can catch some amazing action that you might have missed. But to celebrate today, we got 10 grand to give away later this hour.
Woo!
How bloody
good. You came in quick with that. Yeah, I thought we were going to have to make you do it.
No, it's 10 grand. Cha-ching!
Yeah, couldn't hit the button twice.
10 grand. So much fun stuff happening today. We've got a sneaky little surprise slash prank we've pulled on a very, very, very famous Australian.
Yeah.
She knows nothing about it.
Geez, you didn't even want to narrow it down.
But one of our favourite things we've done, and notice I said favourite things we've done, is the pregnancy photo shoot. I've come around. I loved every minute of it. I
enjoyed baby.
It's a show baby. And to celebrate what's happening today.
We are, we've had a lot of people ask for hard copies of the photos. Mm. They said, we love these. We'd have hard copies.
People are blowing them up and putting them on their office wall.
Yeah. We had Officeworks get in touch with us and they say, guys, we've seen some of the people say they love hard copies.
Yep.
We're Officeworks. We look after needs like this, right? Yep. We're perfect. What about we print out a whole bunch and then your lovely listeners, they can have copies. So if you'd love to get involved, give us a call now, 131060, and we can get you hard copies of our pregnancy photos. Show baby for everybody.
And you know what I'm thinking? Do you remember in the old days when the Kodak people used to do your photos and they'd come through the other side and they'd be like, what's this image? Yeah. Do you think the people at Officeworks are like, what are these photos?
Oh, there's a muscle little ass on that baby.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We are family and Tommy. I've got all my family with me and Tommy.
For Little Innocence, natural and organic baby products.
Yeah, we've got some photos to give away, all thanks to Officeworks, helping you make bigger things happen. So get on the phones, 131060.
Card. Card.
Card. Card. I wonder where Buzz had been for the last 12 hours.
And if you can't get through, there's other ways to get the cards too. So call us 131060, but if you can't get through, direct messages at the at Carrie and Tommy Show Instagram. Yep. And Tommy in his spare time while I'm on mat leave is going to go through all of those individual requests.
There is nothing I do better than troll through DMs on Instagram.
But no, give us hit us up and let us know you're at it and stuff and we'll get in touch and send you a picture.
It's a show baby and people have been saying we want hard copies of the photos.
Yep.
And we thought, who are we to deny the people of this great nation the one thing they want? Natalie, is that what you want?
I would love one. Yay, you guys.
You don't just get one, Natalie. You get the whole pack.
Oh, no way. Oh, you're the fubbo.
I don't know what kind of tight asses would give you just one in a set of five, but I want to be a part of that show.
Hey, Natalie, which was your favourite pick?
Well, that was the thing. I haven't actually seen them, so this is random for me to even call. And I would love one. I never call, and I hear you every day. And I went, I've got to have this. I'll put it up on the office wall. I will.
This is going to be like a little Christmas surprise. You don't know what's coming.
You know what's coming. We can send Natalie any photos.
Oh, this
we can
is
just
bad.
Send her some photos and she go, I don't understand what all the fuss is about.
Yeah. A beach setting.
Us drawn in as stick figures.
Oh, well,
good
Natalie,
on you, Nat.
When you get them, enjoy them.
Thanks, good on you, Karen. Nat. You take care and good luck, okay?
Thanks so much, hon. Thank you.
Let's go to Karen. Karen, do you know what you're calling about?
Well, I do now.
Yeah, okay, good.
Have you seen the pictures, Karen? Well,
not one of them.
What is happening?
Let's go to Anna. Let's go to Anna.
This is so good.
Anna, have you seen the pregnancy photos?
No, I haven't.
What?
Is this a stitch up? Are we getting...
My office told me to call and ask.
Oh, no, this is just, I mean, this is the power of our listeners. I mean, they don't care what the photos are. They just want to be involved, Tommy.
Let's do a segment. And it's just called We Give Something Away. And let's watch our
card.
What about Ebony?
Anna, hang on. Anna. Let's go to Anna.
Yes.
Anna, what do you plan to do with these things that you'd have no idea what they are?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we could put them on the fridge or give them to our customers. It just depends what they look like.
You know, Anna, you know they're very R-rated, right?
No, but I mean, our customers, we're an optometrist. I mean...
Oh, yeah, so they won't be able to see him anyway.
They can claim their health fund and get a free photo.
They're obviously not our
amazing.
They're family friendly.
They are. Yep. There was one that you wanted to put out there that was way too much, and I blocked that.
Yes. Oh, because it is a show, baby, but every show has a matriarch.
I had to spare Natalie, Karen and Anna from hurting their eyes.
Ebony, have you ever seen the thing you're calling about?
Yes, I have. Hey!
Which one was your favourite, Ebony?
I'd have to say Baby Tommy.
Oh, good on you, Eb.
Close. I thought you were going to make someone up there, Ebony. I was like, she hasn't seen these.
Oh, we shouldn't have gone for details.
I'd have
evidence.
To go with that baby butt.
Yeah, good on you,
Eb. You can blow it up and put it on the family photo wall, Ebony.
I can.
Hey, Buds, is there something extra we can chuck Ebony as well?
Yeah, we'll get producer Belle to sort something out for Ebony as well.
What? Surely there's something we can give her.
Actually,
what about a $100 Priceline voucher from the wonderful folks at Priceline?
Absolutely. We'll give you a $100 Priceline voucher, that. Ebony. Well done.
There you go, Ebony. Guys. Go there for all your Christmas needs. They're the best.
Now, if you have or haven't seen the photos, make sure you direct message us at Carrie Tommy Show and you can get your hands on some. Yeah.
While you're at Carrie Tommy Show,
check
you
out.
Can see the photos
and see who we are
first time for
get
many
to
of
know
you.
Our show.
Yes. This is Carrie Bickmore. She works on TV.
Carrie and Tommy across the country.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
The final one of the year.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Yeah.
And you know what? For the last 3 or 4 weeks, actually longer than that,
yes,
you've been roping in people to come join the quiz with us. You've been asking Kevin Rudd, Malcolm Turnbull, anyone that'll come via our studio,
let's be honest,
pretty much.
If I have my way. No.
What?
I won't start slagging off former PMs.
No.
They were great.
Yeah, they were all good. But they didn't really help us make
No, Malcolm's the first
quiz.
Time we got zero.
Exactly.
Old Turnbull's ruined us.
This, and I thought, this all just started as a you and me and Buzz thing. It was a team thing.
So we're going to end as a team thing?
I feel like we should end the year with just us.
And you know what I would like? A bit of confidence going into the quiz. Because so often we go, oh, we won't be very good. You know what? Because... let's be better than good. Let's be great.
Let's smash this. Five out of five.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Oh, confidence is high. Here we go.
Yeah.
Question number one. Which national capital city is situated at the mouth of the River Liffey?
Liffey sounds Irish.
Liffey. Oh, so not in Australia.
What did it say? Which national capital city?
Oh, Liffey. National capital city. Okay, Liffey.
Irish. Dublin.
Okay.
Dublin's the capital of Ireland, isn't it?
Great.
Yeah, 100%.
Good.
Question two. Who wrote the classic 1859 novel? I'm half God. Irish, guys. A Tale
novel.
Of Two Cities.
Two Cities?
Yeah.
Oh.
Dickens?
Charles Dickens?
Yes. That's always our novelist answer. It's got to be right one of these weeks. Go.
Question
go,
three.
Buzz.
Frederick the Ninth was king of which country from 1947 to 1972?
Frederick the Ninth.
What's our Mary one?
Denmark.
Denmark.
You reckon Denmark?
It's the only one I know
it's
that
not,
has.
But currently, there's a Frederick. That's Mary and Frederick.
I just reckon they're the
only one that's have. They only have Fredericks. No one else has Fredericks. Yep. Let's go Denmark. Great. Good.
Okay.
Question four, who directed the 1998 movie The Truman Show starring Jim Carrey?
Oh.
An Aussie.
Who directed it?
Oh. The Gallipoli guy.
Peter Weir.
Oh, Sonda.
Sonda.
She is on.
Oh, for a woman that grew up watching no TV, that's good.
Lots of movies. Yeah. Mike's not on.
Mike's not on again. It'd be weird if it was.
The person in charge of turning your mic on is you, mate. Don't just say, my mic's not on into a microphone that you've just established is not on. You even leaned into the microphone, which you once again established is not on to say it. Okay, let's go.
We've done four. Let's go.
Yep.
Question five. Linda Cropper starred as Geraldine Proudman in which TV series?
Offspring.
Great.
Is it?
Welcome
Offspring.
Good.
Proud, the Proudmans.
Because good.
Yep.
Buzz, how did we go?
Okay.
Smash it out.
Let's go through the answers.
Let's go from the last question back.
Sure.
Okay.
Can you do that, Buzz? Or is that going to mess your mind up?
Go, Buzz.
All right, here we go. We said Offspring for the final one.
Yep.
Offspring is correct.
Yes.
Very good team.
Question four, who directed the 1998 movie?
Come on, Aussie.
Peter Weir.
Peter Weir! Yeah! Oh, my God. Frederick is from Denmark!
Yeah! Oh, my God! Two more! I feel
okay,
like...
Charles Dickens.
Dickens. I think we're good on Dickens. Okay, okay. Liffey's the one I'm nervous about.
A Tale of Two Cities.
Yes.
Charles Dickens! Yeah!
Oh, my God. One more.
What do we do?
I don't know.
We keep going. God, we keep going.
No, we just accept that we finally got 5 out of 5,
no,
mate.
We keep going, mate. Go, Buzz. Give
Guys,
us.
Guys, I'm shaking because the River Liffey is in Dublin.
Oh. Yeah!
I never need to work again. I've peaked.
Do you know
she
what?
She was almost had the baby then.
Did you? You know why this happened?
See, we're a team.
Do you know why this happened? Because you had the confidence. Because
she was Saunders crying.
It's very exciting. My mic's on.
You know why this happened? This happened because you had the confidence in the team.
Yeah.
All day you had the confidence in the team. I believe we have the audio of you saying that you had the confidence in the team. Buzz. So are we getting listeners on for paper quiz?
No, that's what I just said. Maybe we just have a break where it's just literally us just calmly doing something without extra voices is what I thought.
Do the paper quiz. Just us.
Just us.
Yeah, and I thought we should reward just the team attitude. So then Buzz and I got to chat.
Oh, no.
What? Here it is.
So, Buzzol.
Yep.
Do you have the paper?
I do, yeah. It's here.
What time is it now? 12:58. I need you to read the answers to me.
Yep.
And I'm going to... do my best to remember.
All right. The nickname of the Australian netball team.
Diamonds. Great. Dickens is some Tale of Two Cities.
Yep. Frederick from Denmark.
Denmark.
Yep. And which country won the most medals?
Australia.
Yeah. He thinks that he's a pranker. Everyone else thinks he's
such a wanker.
Classic prank boy. I thought if I gave you just enough
clues
so you delivered the answers yourself.
I hate you. That's the most joy I felt ever doing the show with you, and it wasn't real.
Classic prank boy! Yay!
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'm a perfume woman, and you know who else I think we should get some perfume for? Our boss, Gemma, because she has allowed
us. No, she doesn't.
She's about to come in here next. She's allowed us to get our Spice Girls tickets. We're so excited. If you missed yesterday, this is us finding out that we are going to the Spice Girls.
I got us 5 tickets.
Yeah!
Okay, so that's you, me and Tommy going and 2 listeners.
Yes.
Maybe Sonda, depending on what mood she's in by the time this is your lens.
Total cost of each ticket. You ready for this, Son?
Each ticket.
Each ticket's cost us $660.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Total cost of $3,000.
Oh, my God.
Last question. Because sometimes you get these tickets and then you can't get in. We're going to be able to get in, aren't we?
Oh, we'll see how we go.
Find out when we get to London.
Son, come on.
That was our producer, Sonda, being furious about the money spent on the tickets.
But I heard it's all been fine. It's all good. And I don't know why our boss wanted to come and talk to us.
Well, to celebrate. I assume, Jem, you're here to celebrate because we're the only show that is going to London.
Well, let's see the Spice Girls. Hang on. Yes. Let's just take it back a step here.
Okay.
I feel like we just need to address a few things.
First class is good.
So, yes. I did have a discussion with Sonda, and I said to her that yes, I was happy to try and find money, which, by the way, that doesn't happen easily. I had to spend lots of time trying to pull money from places to get a budget
together. It's worth it, though. Spice Girls.
What I discussed with Sonda was investment. Yes, I am happy for the show to take. Listeners.
That was good. We've got two spare tickets. Yeah.
Two spots, yeah.
Your most exclusive Spice Girls invitation of all time.
So you can imagine when I was driving back to the radio station yesterday and I was hearing that very break we just heard played out.
Yeah.
You can understand my disappointment.
Why?
Because
we have two spots. We could even do a fun radio game where we search for another Carrie and another Tommy. And fun. Carrie and Tommy take Carrie and Tommy to see the Spice Girls with Christian Hull.
So far, based on what I heard yesterday.
Yeah. Yep.
Essentially, you've used company money.
Yes.
to fund yourselves a trip for you.
That's how you see it. That's the word you're using.
We are communicating effectively via the medium of radio.
Here's the problem.
Okay. Yep.
I expected better from than that from you guys.
Oh, Jen,
I'll
Jen,
tell
Jen,
you
Jen.
Why. Yeah, this before, is like the disappointed parent
hang
chat.
Hang on, before.
Wait.
Okay.
Because the whole point of this show, what we've always said, and this radio station, is that it's all for the listeners, right?
Yes.
Oh, right. Nice. And when I'm up playing Posh Spice's role, everyone's going to love it.
And if I could give away my ticket, I would. But
well,
I
can't. Here's the thing. This is the deal. You guys can't go.
Oh, what?
Unless you get more tickets for listeners.
But we can't.
Hang on.
Now, Gemma,
I'm going to ask you one question, and it's not related to this at all, but just can we borrow your credit card again?
So here's the thing. I'm happy to stump up the cash because I've already did the budget for it.
Great.
Last I checked before coming into the studio, every single show is sold out. So you're going to have to be creative.
Can't.
Well, I don't know. Well, aren't you friends with important people? What about call one of the Spice Girls? I don't know,
Gem,
but you have to figure it out.
Do you know what is great about this? I thought there might be some hurdles along the way. And I've thought about the Spice Girls, four of them, doing a world tour, just the UK.
Yep.
And I thought there's got to be an opening there. And I thought, you know what? There is one Spice Girl missing. And boy, do I know a skinny woman who can't dance and that could fill the space of Posh Spice. Don't point to our boss because I'm talking about you. Oh, Gemma, I'm so sorry. Gary has pointed at you.
Sorry, when you said the can't dance bit, I was thrown.
I mean, mate, we need to get you on the show.
Mate, I'm actually speechless.
Think of all the comps you'd get.
Now, guys.
So we are not allowed to go unless we find more tickets. But there's Christian got the ones he even got was $600.
Well, that's okay.
Oh, Christian's got an idea.
Guys, I know where to get more tickets. We'll be fine.
Great.
Honestly, Gemma's just said unlimited budget.
Not unlimited budget. Let's be very clear.
That's what you said.
So the agreement is, if you find more tickets for listeners, you guys can go. If you can't find more tickets for listeners, then you're giving up your five tickets for the listeners.
Mate, we're not giving up our tickets. But okay, so I'm going on maternity leave, right? I'm going to have my hands full. You're going to have to sort this out.
That's great.
Your job for summer is to sort out how you're getting us and all of our listeners to the Spice Girls.
I've got it. Hey, Christian, you've got a job for summer and you're going to need to sort out some tickets.
I'm on it. I'm so fine.
Great, guys.
Tommy Little.
It is International Nugget Day today, which means we have $10,000 to give away. All people have to do is register online, tell us how much they loved their nugs.
Imagine how many nugs you could buy with $10,000.
Oh, my God. Endless nugs.
Lifetime supply.
Oh, my God. I'd have so many nugs. I'd lie on the bed and cover my naked body in Ingham's.
We've just had the client call up. Can you just retract that? They don't want anyone having that image.
Take that oily image away for 10 grand. Montel joins us now. Montel, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How you doing today?
Good name, living
the dream, Montel. Hey, Montel, what would you do with $10,000?
Oh, my gosh. I would honestly, as cheesy as it sounds, I would probably shout my mum something or anything like that because I just wanted to, like, do something special for her this Christmas. And I'd probably go on a massive shopping spree as well, both of us.
Yeah, do that in the reverse order. that's great.
Right? Oh my gosh, yeah.
Montel, we have a competition for you.
And all of our callers have been placed in order that everyone had to enter, right?
Yes.
And they had to give us their description and our producers have sorted the best. So you're at top, Montel, and then we've got a whole lot of calls lined up. So if you miss out, it goes to the next. And if they miss out, it goes to the next and the next and the next until somebody wins $10,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, got it.
Now, what's going to happen, Montel, is Carrie is now loading her mouth full of Ingham's Nuggets, delicious Ingham's Nuggets.
Wow.
And she's going to try and sing a tune to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only going to be one line of the song. You have to give us the title of the song and the artist. Careful you don't get locked to your money, all right? Now, this is going to be tough because I can barely understand what you're saying. And actually, this is something I wish we'd worked out for our show a long time ago. Montel, are you ready to play?
I am ready. I'm ready.
Okay, for $10,000, Buzz, let's do the first ever edition of...
Same. But nugs.
Ingham's, celebrating Nugvember with Australia's favourite chicken nuggets.
Right, hang on, she hasn't started yet, Montel. Just okay,
that's right.
you've got to be quiet until we start.
Mm-hmm.
And now remember, Montel, Carrie's going to give you one line here, and we need artist and title. If you get it correct, $10,000 is yours. Bick Moore, mouthful of Ingham's, take it away.
Oh my gosh.
Montel, what do you think it is?
I can't hear it again, yeah.
One more time.
Nah, I wouldn't be able to guess it, honestly. Damn it.
If it's $10,000, you're not going to have a guess? We move on to our next caller if you're wrong.
Oh. One more time.
No, sorry, Montel. Okay. Oh, bad luck. I'm so sorry, Montel. That means we go to... Stop, mate. Just stop. Stop. Okay. We go to Jess now. Jess, what would you spend $10,000 on?
I'd take my husband on a second honeymoon because he recently just came back from ours and I got really sick. So he had to look after me. Sort of had to spend a couple of days just at the hotel looking after me. So I'd probably take him back on our honeymoon again. And
hopefully
I might get sick this time.
Okay, well, that's a lovely way to do it because he's trying to get on board. Jess, would you like to hear the song again for $10,000?
Yes, I would.
Okay, because go for it. Jess, what do you think
it is?
That is
so hard. I honestly like not having no idea.
You don't want to have a guess?
I can't even pick the tune.
That's okay. So we're going to our next caller. Sorry, Jess. Jeez, you're depriving these people of their second honeymoons, mate. Jeremy, for $10,000, do you know what the song is?
I have an idea, but I'm not sure.
Okay, so would you like to have a guess or would you like to hear it again?
Could I hear it one more time?
Sure. Okay, Jeremy, what do you think it is? I need artist and title.
Oh, God, I don't think this is right, but I'll go for it anyway. Is it Born to Be Yours by Kygo and Imagine Dragons?
Bad luck. Evan, for $10,000, do you know the title and artist?
Not a clue.
Not a clue.
I'll
do you
give
need
it a shot.
Okay. Because, mate, you've got Ingham's nuggets just spilling out. Do you want me to have a go? Mate, you're going to get locked, George. Do you want me to take over? Okay, you get one more. Okay, here we go. Okay, hang on. Wait. We'll start again. Go for it now, mate. Oh, Evan, over to you. Title and artist.
I've got nothing.
I'm taking over because empty your mouth, mate.
All right, now Tommy's eating the nuggets.
Oh, wow. My jaw's feeling very tight. How could you not guess what I was seeing?
It's not me. Oh, no.
All right.
Andrew.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you full? Are you full? Okay. All right. Andrew, what would you use the money on?
Probably something sensible like a round the world trip, you know.
That's what we like to hear.
All right.
Okay, take it away, Tommy.
Oh man, that was really good. Hey, mate, could you have a couple of chews and try again?
Oh gosh, we got it. We're going to stay on air till we give this away. Okay, thanks, Andrew. Moving on to Steph. Steph. Before we get Tommy to sing again, do you have any idea?
I already know what it is.
Oh, do you want it again or you know it?
I know it.
Oh, okay, Steph.
What is it?
Give us the name of the... Say it again.
Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah! Amazing, Steph. You've won $10,000.
Oh my god, my heart.
What are you going to do with the money, Steph?
We need a new family car that's big enough because we've got four kids and we've only got a five-seater, so there's six of us in a five-seater car.
Oh Steph, make sure you go do something fun for yourself as well, babe, not just for the family, okay?
Because it's my partner's birthday today as well. So.
Oh.
Hey Steph, when did you know?
As soon as you'd done it the second time for the first person.
Oh, how stressful for you knowing you had 10 grand.
Well, really good.
Steph, congratulations. You have just won $10,000 in cold hard cash.
Thanks to Ingham's Nuggets. Go get yourself some nugs with some of that cash as well, Steph. They're
I
really
will. My kids love nuggets.
Congratulations, Steph. Woo!
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Haven't we been a scheming team?
I know, because normally it's prank boy, you operating on your own, or prank
isn't he
girl.
Great? Everybody loves him.
Me trying to prank you, always unsuccessfully. But this time it's prank boy and girl together. It's prank team.
Prank team. Including
so
prank
fun.
Buzz. Pruzz, we call it. For those who don't know, Husey said this on our show about 3 months ago.
I don't get papped like Bickmore does, though. I don't get papped at all, you know.
Do you get papped, Bickers? Do you get papped?
She gets followed.
Do you?
Yeah. Don't you see the pictures?
Husey's always trying to get papped.
Now, we should point out that Husey can't hear this. We have him in his producer's meeting, so he can't hear the show at the moment.
Now,
also, what he doesn't know is that from that conversation, we, prank team, decided to get a pap.
I mean, that was an invitation, if ever I've heard one before.
Yeah, so we've had a pap for him around for a couple of months now.
Yeah.
And he thinks...
It's been a very slow game.
It has been a slow game. It has been a real slow game. And there were times that we, prank team, even forgot that we were involved in said prank. But he thinks his star has been on the rise and rise.
It's been so glorious hearing him talk about it on air. Oh, I got papped today. And we're like, ha, 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 that was us.
Yeah.
Be careful what you wish for, D. Hughes.
And I thought this was all going to be fine. But people have been getting nervous. People involved in prank team have been getting nervous about how Hughes is going
to
react.
I know, because we've been trying to get members of his team to help us further the pranking story, and they've started dropping like flies. Nope, don't want to do it anymore. Nope, worried that he's going to turn. Nope, worried he's going to freak out.
Yep.
So it's been you and I, prank boy and girl, alone trying to just, you know, push through the forest.
Some of our
in
suggestions were pretty wild when we'd spent too much time together and we were like, throw a packet of cigarettes at him, and then when he catches him, take a photo, or organise a prostitute, and then when she's in shot, take a photo. It's like he's having an affair, and then we're like, okay, this could actually change lives.
You wanted to like throw him a bone so he looked like he was no longer a vegetarian.
Oh, yeah, eat, throw a burger at him. That was one of my ideas.
Anyway, he doesn't know this is happening. You guys know about this before. He knows about this. Yep. Up next, we're going to bring him into the studio, and we're going to say to him, Husey, we have a problem. You have a problem. You have a problem. And we're going to play the last 3 months to him.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Husey and Katie next to drive you home, and they're here right now.
Is it Husey or is it a rock legend from the, era? 60s?
From the 60s. There's so much mustard going on in that shirt. Mustard and brown.
Mustard and brown.
It's Paisley. And he's wearing Converse. Just old school, not a collab, just a straight up flat-footed Converse.
And your new sunnies. Why have you got this new look going on?
Because I just want attention.
He's having an affair. I just want attention. Trying to look youthful.
No, I'm not having an affair.
What do you mean you just want attention? Aren't you getting a lot of attention?
I compete with you guys who are all over the news with your pregnancy shoot. I mean, that is what Australia's talking about right now.
You're one of the most famous people in the country. How can you possibly we want more attention?
Because, Tommy Little, let me point out to you how ego furnace works.
Yeah. Okay,
the more the ego coal, the ego elves shovel coals into the ego furnace, the more it burns and the bigger the flames get, so the more they need feeding. So and eventually those elves aren't sleeping day or night.
Well, I've got to say that the little elves here, Carrie and Tommy, haven't been sleeping day or night. We've actually been fueling that furnace, haven't we?
Well, we've been trying to fuel that furnace.
And we've used his ego furnace.
Yeah.
Well, how? Yeah. Why?
I don't know, Husey. How about you take a listen to this?
July 17. In a light-hearted chat between Husey and Kate and Carrie and Tommy, Husey revealed that he wouldn't mind being a victim of the paparazzi.
I don't get papped like Bickmore does, though. I don't get papped at all, you know.
Do you get papped?
She gets followed.
Do you?
Yeah. Don't you see the pictures?
Husey's always trying to get papped.
I got papped at the Gold Coast for the Logies. I was so excited. Like, they had a photographer there.
It's not exciting.
So we hired a photographer to start following him around. September 12, Husey and Kate start their show with a bang. And, of course, Husey couldn't wait to brag all about it.
Driving into the building this afternoon, there's a pap.
What?
There's a pap. What did I do when I saw the pap? You know what I did?
What did you do?
I wound my window down.
Yeah.
And I said, hey.
Did you take a photo?
Yeah, but you know what he said to me?
big smile. Oh, I don't think that's what Pat's about.
So we decided to take it to the next level. Carrie and Tommy called our photographer Aaron to give him some very specific instructions on how to address Husey and get into his head.
We have our path, our man on location at the moment. Aaron, where are you? And have you got a sighting of the white whale known as the D-Hughes?
I have, actually. He just rocked up home from a PT session.
Have you been complimenting him so far?
I did. Yes, yeah. Last time I saw him at the gym, I gave him some nice compliments about his legs.
Great. So what I think needs to happen, bro, is I think you need to turn on him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you need to say, you're looking so good.
Aww.
And then if he reacts, you can go, have you stacked on a few kilos? And then if he doesn't react to that, I think we go for the jugular. And you'll say, I think you're looking a bit pear-ish.
Fast forward to yesterday, November 12, where Husey explains his odd experience.
Did I tell you I got papped today at the front of my house?
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, weird.
No, I swear to God, a mate was coming over.
Yeah.
No, listen to me. I opened the door, opened the gate, and there's a pap there right in my face. True story.
Well, for starters, I don't think they do that.
He was a pap at the floor and he said, gee, you look rough today, Husey. No, like, he's... What are you doing? He said, I'm working for the man. Is this a prank? Did you guys put...
No.
Is this
no.
one of you,
you
guys?
A lot
I promise.
Lately.
It's just ridiculous.
Anyway, I said,
have
mate...
Have you hired him?
No, it's never happened before.
I know, and you've been desperate. You're the only celebrity in Australia who's desperate to get
papped. I said, mate, you know what the first thing I did? I looked up the internet to see whether I'd done something wrong. You know,
what do you mean?
Have I been hashtag me too or something? Like, is there something I don't know about?
It's so nice for those 3 months to be over.
What's been going on?
So long.
I remember the guy at the gym. He was hanging outside the gym.
Was he papping you?
He was papping me.
Did he ever insult you?
Oh, I can't. I didn't hear the pear-shaped if he said it. Yeah. I don't know if he went through with that, but maybe I would have twigged if he had said that.
Did it make you work harder at the gym?
I was absolutely I thought it was about time. I really did.
now he'll actually be Devo that he realises it's a prank.
The one yesterday, though, honestly did freak me out. I thought, what have I done wrong? Why is the guy in front of my house?
Well, he actually said, I think Husey's actually getting agitated. And because we had plans to escalate it a lot further.
What were you going to do?
We were going to include Sash, your producer, and get Sash to tell you that news.com had called and they've got some story. What is it? What have you been doing?
Hashtag me too.
Sash said, I can't do that. He will lose his mind.
But we thought you might want to speak to the man who's been following you around for so long. So after this short break, you'll be able to confront your papa.
All right, fair enough. Well played.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Still joined right now by Husey and Kate.
Oh, you know we love a prank, guys.
And Husey has been getting packed.
There he is.
And this is your papa, Husey.
Meet Aaron.
I didn't even realise it was the same guy every time. Well done, man.
You're welcome. Are you a photog, Aaron?
Just as a hobby.
Yeah, right. He's not even
a photographer.
We
didn't want to use a proper pap because we didn't want to support the paps. We just wanted to get Husey, really.
Well,
there was a couple of moments that stood out for us where you could tell he wasn't a pap, like the first time where he asked you to smile.
I did think, why is he getting me to smile? And I was going, no, I'm not going to smile because I want this to be in the paper. So, and I know.
You should see the photos we have of you, Husey. We have the funniest pictures of you. You bending down, you've dropped your phone, there's bum crack. We've got
We just hired a pervert, basically.
Yesterday, I said, don't get the street address in the photo, didn't I?
Yes,
so that was
did.
The first time that I was like, hang on, this is too much. And now I know how they feel, you know.
How do they feel? Thrilled?
Not thrilled. At home, I thought that's too much. And I said to my wife, there's a pap out the front, you know. And she goes, what? And I said,
Isn't it uncomfortable? It's not a nice feel, especially when your kids are around.
Oh, look, no, I don't mind my kids, but at the front.
I thought it might teach you a lesson.
No.
At the front of the house was a bit weird. That was a bit weird, yeah. But anyway,
you've never come in looking more famous.
I feel like the papping yesterday.
You look like a beetle.
Taking you to another level.
I reckon it's working, yes.
Aaron, you've been following him around for quite a while. What have you learnt about the actions of D. Hughes?
Well, I would say his driving needs a bit of improvement, too. Yeah, there was a few, lane merges that I was like, ooh. You know,
is he aggressive cute. On the road?
I wouldn't say aggressive. I just don't think he knows where he's going.
Yeah,
I knew where he was going.
Yeah. I've driven with you.
Carsales.com.au.
And they radioed through and they said, can you get Husey to drive better?
I'm actually got into the driving now where I want other cars to stay away from me. So I'm using that method of just veering all over the road.
Mate, that's dangerous myself. Driving.
Yeah, are you
trying to get away from the paps that are following you? Is that what it is?
Mate, I might start employing you. You've really helped me out.
Yeah, how much for a year, Aaron?
I love when Aaron said who he was working for, and he actually said the Mags, but you thought he said the Mags. Which sounded so much more sinister.
That's what he said to me yesterday, and I said, who's the Mags?
It's Tommy Little.
I thought Rupert might have got involved. You know?
Who wouldn't?
Yeah, exactly.
End of the year. For you, and I hope you enjoyed it and realized
it's not.
I was going to say it's not as fun as it looks.
He loved
every minute of it.
Hey,
actually,
Carrie,
I'm actually disappointed. I won't deny.
Have you told Chris, your partner, and Tommy yet that you're not really pregnant? Have you told them? No. Oh, sorry.
Hey, if you think
I thought it was Aaron's baby.
If you think that sounded fun, it looks even better, and we're going to throw that on our socials.
The
video.
Is so funny.
I want to see the pics.
At Carrie Tommy Show on Instagram. Husey and Kate are up next. We'll be back tomorrow.
Have a great show, guys.
There goes another Carrie and Tommy catch-up packed with something for everyone. With Priceline, there's a huge range of gifts for everyone. Head in-store or go online to pick the perfect gift this Christmas.